speaking of littering and everything like that, Olivia Jones is with Clean Coasts, and this summer they're asking you to keep your butt off Kerry beaches. Olivia, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
Look, you're the environmental charity. You're just warning people about the impact of smoking. And I'd imagine vaping. We have Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, speaking on his way into Cabinet this morning, saying vaping is highly dangerous for people. It's also very bad for the environment.
Yeah, I guess not only is it bad for our health, but it's also bad for the habitats and the wildlife that kind of are surround us, our environment. So for to mark World No Tobacco Day, we're launching our Bin the Butt campaign, or keep your butts off our beaches. So basically we're asking people to be cognizant of the fact that cigarette butts, people often think that they're biodegradable, but they're made of a material that's a kind of a microplastic that does not break down, and it could take years and years for it to break down. And when it does, it actually turns into microplastics, which birds and wildlife can end up ingesting. And these microplastics are full of toxins,
yeah,
and it can actually cause the death of a lot of wildlife and species and pollute our waterways.
And so am I right in saying that cigarette butts, the most common item found on Ireland's beaches, and they account for almost 50% of all litter in the country? Can that be true? Are that many people smoking in Ireland?
It's unbelievable. Every year in September, we ask our Clean Coast groups, who have amazing volunteers around the country, over 2,000 groups, who will go out and survey their beach and itemise what they're finding. So they write down what they find, and every year, cigarette butts come out on top as the number one litter item. And this is a worldwide phenomenon. It's across the board in every country that cigarettes are dropped and they're not seen as litter. So we're trying to kind of just change the public behaviour and raise awareness to our communities. We're working with groups in Mayo, Keep Our Beaches group, and they're in Lewisburg and in Bettystown in County Meath, just to kind of start rolling this initiative out at a community level, where groups are putting in cigarette bins, and we've created stickers for them to put on these bins to make the public aware that not only is smoking, I suppose, toxic for us, but it's toxic for the environment too.
Yeah.
So it's a really simple message.
And 1.3 million disposable single-use vapes thrown away every week. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And not only, they're like made up of lots of different materials.
They've got electronic parts in them and metal and all sorts.
Metal, and that don't break down naturally. So that's another, I suppose, on top of our cigarette butts, that's another issue we have as well. So just to be aware that, you know, anything we drop that's man-made on the ground has an impact on the environment. So we should always try to bin what we can, whether that's, you know, from vapes to cigarette butts to anything else made of plastic and man-made.
Yeah. Lots of people will be heading out to the beaches this weekend with the weather. Is that the key message you're looking to get out? Just please don't destroy the place. Don't leave your barbecues. Don't flick your cigarette. Because, of course, it gets lost in the sand on top of it all then. It's hard even to find or pick up for Tidy Towns and other groups, Clean Coast groups.
And they're a danger, of course. You know, if you're bringing bottles or barbecues, you should just make extra, I suppose, when you're packing, bring something that you can bring everything back with you, an extra black bag, and just wait for your barbecue to cool and then bring it home with you, because they are a danger. The metal on barbecues are really dangerous for kids running in the sand and animals and ourselves. So, yeah, if you can pack it in, try to pack it out with you. Do a quick search around you. Look for toys. I know kids' toys can get lost very easily on beaches as well. So just do a quick scope of where you've been hanging out on the beach, and then try to bring everything back, because unfortunately it is left up to certain members of our communities to clean up after others on the beach, and it's not fair, I guess. So if we can all do our little bit when we go to the beach and take what we bring in, it would make life a lot easier for others.
You're 20 years old today, or this year, 2023, Clean Coasts. Is it getting better or worse, or how are we doing?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely getting better, yes. In 20 years, like, we've seen a big improvement in the mindset of people that are visiting the beach, the amount of people that have come on board with us as volunteering and given their time to clean beaches. Like I said, we've over 20,000 groups. Every community in Ireland has a Clean Coast group. Some of those range from family units up to large organisations. So there's definitely a change in behaviour, and that's a really positive thing. So we're just trying to get it out, you know, the message out to the public. Maybe people that aren't involved in Clean Coast groups, you know, you can also just take 2 minutes out of your time to clean the beach as well. If you're not part of a group and you can't dedicate time, you know, just to even clean up it might not be your own waste on the beach, but maybe other people's.
Other people's, yeah, that's the way to go.
As well,
yeah.
Just do 2 minutes around the area you've been sitting in. It all counts and it all helps, and you know, to our own health and to the health of the environment.
Brilliant. Olivia, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million, Olivia Jones, there with Clean Coast Organisation.